hindsight, everything's 2020. It turned out well, but they have been willing to take risks along the way. And even today, they're the developer in the Tallgrass edition.
The Heart of America Development Corp continues to be a positive influence on the area economy. GrowHaze Executive Director Doug Williams stops by to talk about the organization on this episode of the Post Podcast.
I think they're one of the unsung heroes in our community. We have not-for-profits that do so much in our community, you know, for quality of life things and taking care of people in need. But from an economic development standpoint, the Heart of America Development Corporation has been just done some amazing things over the years in Hayes, starting in the late 80s up to today. And I think so many people don't even know who they are and what they do. And so, you know, it's great to be able to talk about them today because they are they have done just a lot of things.
Yeah, honestly, you could count me as one of those people. I don't know really much about the organization or their history. I just know that they're champions and cheerleaders of economic development here in Ellis County.
Well, they're active participants in economic development. They were formed in the in the late 80s when economic times were not very good, and a group of individuals, business owners and bankers and institutions saw that we needed to take some very proactive steps. We were hit with the closing of Travanol at that time, and oil prices had gone into the tank, and agriculture was not doing well, kind of the trifecta. And this group got together and said, we need to do some things to diversify our local economy. They stepped up and did it. And they purchased the land that is now the South Commerce Parkway by the airport. And developed an industrial park there. And one of the first things out there was the Sykes Call Center, which later became the NEW Call Center and currently is housed by, a portion of it is used by Hayes Medical Center, and then a portion of it is the CABRS or whatever it is for the psychiatric mental health.
Yeah, formerly KVC.
There you go.
I don't know the new name either.
They just moved in out there and are occupying that space. Not only did Heart of America purchase the land to allow that structure to be built, but they also built the structure for Sykes and leased it to them, so that they would come here and locate here. And of course, as we mentioned, it's had a couple of renditions as different uses and owners, but, because of them, that's where A1 Plank came to town and had a spot to put up their buildings, which is currently occupied by, part of it is still A1 Plank. The other part of it is Agility, which was formerly SizeWise and Nextech Wireless, and DSNWK has a facility out there. So much needed, and it did a lot of good. And once they sold out of land there, they purchased the property at 9th and Commerce Parkway, where the Army Reserve Center sits and Glassman Corporation, where our micro factory is going. And there's been a couple other people who have purchased lots and are going to be doing some construction out there. And then they also own 72 acres to the east of that they will continue to develop commercially. So they've been a very active participant in commercial development in our community for, 40 plus years.
Yeah, I'm curious to go back to the beginning of this thing. Was it just like their individual money that they put into a pot to kind of form the fund, or did they have to go out and find partners for that?
Well, all of the initial members put up some money, so they had some seed capital. The banks, Midwest Energy, the hospitals at that point in time, and then a lot of individual businesses and even some individuals put up the seed money, and then they borrowed. You know, they were willing to take risk and borrow money to construct the Sykes building and to do some development out there. So it was a combination of capital that they raised by selling shares in their corporation, and then also by borrowing money to be able to move forward with the development of roads and the actual structure that Sykes was located in.
Very cool. You know, was there ever any risk that, it seems like it came out so well. Thinking back at the time, would that have been like a huge gamble and the idea of, is this going to work for Ellis County?
I don't know if I'd call it a huge gamble, but it was absolutely a gamble. There were no guarantees. We were in dire straits economically. We needed a shot in the arm. So They took the risk. They borrowed the money. You know, and as you say, in hindsight, everything's 20/20. It turned out well, but they have been willing to take risks along the way. And even today, you know, they're the developer in the Tallgrass Edition. They borrowed the money, or they had some dollars to put in, but they've also borrowed dollars to put in that streets and infrastructure. And they have to, based on the structure that we use to finance all that, an RHID, Rural Housing Incentive District, they have to wait 25 years to get all that money back. Now, there are not many developers, for-profit developers, who would be willing to wait 25 years to recover their investment. But again, Heart of America saw a need for housing in our community. They recognized that if they were going to further their mission, which is essentially economic development in Ellis County, primarily commercially driven, but, you know, in selling lots and having companies grow or expand here, but that wasn't going to happen without housing. And so they stepped up and have made those investments. We just did the inspection with the city on the 18 lots in phase two in the Tallgrass Edition on Wednesday. There will be construction started, I think, 8 to 10 houses in the next 30 days in that development. And none of that happens without Heart of America. And I think we need to think about that, because there's 36 houses in phase one that are now either complete or getting towards completion. And then these 18 houses will be in phase two. Think if we didn't have that in this market, what our real estate market would look like. So they have stepped up when they needed to step up. And we can be very thankful that we have an organization like Heart of America Development in our community.
Absolutely. And, you know, that shift to that residential development, I imagine that probably caused them some conversations to be had. And I wonder if you want to open that up and maybe talk a little bit about how does that work? You know, is there a board that kind of makes those decisions, or is there a point person that says, yeah, we're going to take on this new style project because we need to?
Well, there is a board of directors that is made up of the shareholders. And obviously the shareholders, many of them are institutions, so they each appoint someone from their organization to fill a term on the board. And then when their term is done, they roll a new person from that organization in. And the shift to the residential piece was we met with them, and basically we said to them, we're not going to have any commercial development if we don't resolve our housing issues. And they recognized that as being the case. And so they shifted gears a little bit. They have not been a residential developer in the past, but they saw a need in the community. And they stepped up and did it. And if not for them, it wouldn't have happened. So, they have a group of dedicated board members. And as I say, they roll through all the time. Currently, the president is Chris Sook, who's a local attorney. Last year's president was Michael Billinger, who's with Midwest Energy. Prior to that, Nathan Leglider with Golden Belt Bank was the president. And they've got a board of directors that is now meeting on a monthly basis. So they're committed to doing what they can do. And I think they get a little nervous sometimes because I push them pretty hard. But they have always stepped up and done the right thing. And we are just very fortunate. And the results have been terrific. But that wasn't always unknown going in. You know, they more than most nonprofits take a fair amount of risk. And that's kind of their game plan. That's what they're there for.
Yeah, I love that. And being able to influence Ellis County in such a positive way, I'm sure makes them all feel good. But it really sounds like to me, it's a group of individuals that have taken it upon themselves to make sure these projects can happen. And I wonder if we want to open that up and talk about, you know, all of the people that have that mindset, that ability and desire to look past themselves, past their own profitability, and even their own company's profitability, and interject that energy and capital into Ellis County projects. How vital is that looking into the next 10, 20, 30 years in Ellis County?
Well, it's extremely important. And, you know, we've talked a little bit in the past. I worry a little bit sometimes that the Bob Schmitz and the Don Bickles and the Leo Drylings, those people who have given so much to this community, when they're gone, who steps up and fills that role? Organizations like Heart of America are maybe one of them that steps up and fills that role. Certainly ICR organization is one that's dedicated to trying to make our community a better place, whether it's housing, whether it's commercial development, whether it's retail development, whatever the case might be. But they are vitally important to any community. We're fortunate to have a group of people, a lot of people who do a lot for our community. While I say I worry about it, I know we've got a lot of good people in this community that will step up when some of these other people are gone.
Yeah. You know, I'm thinking about the future of the group like Heart of America Development Corporation, and again, looking into the future, is there a shelf life on these things, or could they potentially go on forever? And I specifically think about like the Dangy Hansen Foundation, which is a slightly different kind of mission and organization, but they've been going strong for, gosh, 90 years, I think?
Well, they were formed in the 60s, so not quite 90 years.
Not quite 90, no.
But when Mr. Hansen passed away. But no, that's the beauty of these organizations like Heart of America, is they really will continue on into perpetuity, really. I mean, they've developed a base of assets. They have a mission that they continue to fulfill month in, month out, and they should be around for a long time. And so long as they have good people that are willing to step up and serve on their board to give the direction of the organization, to make the investments and take the risk when it's calculated and it makes sense, I think they'll be contributing to our community long past the time I'm gone and you're gone, even James, as even a young guy.
Well, that's kind of depressing, but also good news. I wonder, is there anyone or any organizations you know of now kind of thinking along those same lines and trying to form something like this that would, you know, not obviously replace them, but maybe work in conjunction with their mission?
I think the closest would be the Grow Haze organization. Again, a group of board of directors who have been willing to take risk and make investments in our community. And as we grow some of our assets and do more, I think we will continue to do more of in the area of investment and economic development, whether it be commercial, retail, industrial. Our micro factory is a great example. You know, that's a 50 to 100 year investment in this community that if we execute, we'll pay dividends for a long, long time. And some of the housing things we're trying to do with the Grove and that kind of thing, I think that's what organizations like Heart of America, like Grow Haze, need to be doing to make a difference in communities like ours.
Yeah. And, you know, and going back even a few years, I think about, you know, where your home is, Brief Space. I imagine at the time that was probably kind of let's say a conversation. Like, do we need this? Is it going to work? And I think now you're showing absolutely it is, but it was a gamble at the time.
It was a leap of faith. Absolutely. And fortunately, you do these projects and you've got some grant dollars and some donated dollars, so you're not having to deal with a lot of debt to do it, because that adds a level of risk that maybe most organization or people are not willing to take on. But certainly, you know, they're never for sure. You know, we don't know what tomorrow holds, so you're making investments. You're banking on things that you hope are going to happen, that you hope you can make happen, but it doesn't always work out that way. So, and as I say, not all not-for-profit organizations are designed to operate that way, but fortunately, Heart of America is, fortunately, we are, and fortunately, both of our boards have been willing to take some chances, to take some risk, and although calculated risk, but make investments in the future of this community.
Yeah, and you know, with those boards, there's no self-interest there. So it's really, to me, I think also important to celebrate that desire and that thinking and really ability to dedicate that time to all of us.
Absolutely. I mean, nobody's getting paid. You know, I joke sometimes that we're going to double our director's pay next year, and from zero to zero is still zero. And the same with Heart of America. There's nobody getting paid. They're taking their time. They're giving their expertise at no compensation. And that's part of the magic sauce that makes it all work, I think, is that they are dedicated to making the community a better place.